This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Launching into the third hour of the program, open phones as always. You may take control of the airwaves. People are getting fired up, both on the air and in the Free Talk Live Discord chat on the issue of killing cops. If you want to jump in to on the air, you can call us toll free at 855-450. Free like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about the Space Force and Space ISIS. Also, your calls and thoughts on Skype, Skype username lrn.fm, or you can jump in our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm, where you can get on the air with us, sound almost like you're in the studio. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Ken is listening in the Scranton area of Pennsylvania. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I found your show about a year ago at this time. And
right.
It grew on me, and I became a faithful listener every evening.
Thank you.
As a police officer, I just had to call and say, what the hell? Why are you letting people advocate killing us?
Why am I letting it happen?
Yes.
I mean, I'm on the air opposing it, so how can you say I'm letting it happen?
He's saying you're allowing people to speak it.
We have an open phone show, and anyone can call in and advocate whatever crazy position they want to.
Bullshit. It's just, you don't know what we go through on a daily basis, mm-hmm. and to advocate. Because someone puts their blue lights on that they should, that's self-defense. That is not self-defense.
Right, and that's not what we advocated.
We did not advocate that.
We
the caller.
Said that was crazy.
The caller advocated that, and we responded to it.
Yes.
So are you upset that we would even allow people to have an opinion? Because that's what we do here.
No, it just really got to me tonight that it's not that it's the first time that I've heard it on the show,
mm-hmm.
Or advocating any kind of violence toward a police officer. I've been suspended from the police force because I took a drunk driver off the road and took him home. I didn't arrest him. I didn't charge him. And I was paid the price. I was suspended from my job for a week without pay. And then to listen and hear others degrade us, and then you run commercials on your program for Blink Home Security.
Yeah.
You make a call and the police roll. It you can't have it both ways. Where as long as they're protecting you, it's okay. But if they're not protecting you, then they're bad. And that's the drift I'm getting.
Well, okay, so if somebody wants to have a home security system and wants to call the police to investigate a crime that actually happens against their property, then I think most people who call
Absolutely.
Themselves libertarians would understand that that's, because the police are basically a monopoly on a protection service, there's really the only people you can go to. You've already prepaid for their services through taxes, so there's no inconsistency in us having Blink Home Security on the air with us, but at the same time opposing the monopoly on violence that are represented by the police. There's no inconsistency there.
I will grant you, there are cops that take it a little too far. That's no secret.
Well, the problem with the police is that there are police who will do whatever it is they're told.
Yep.
And most of that is hurting peaceful people. Like you said, you were punished for doing the right thing. You took somebody home when they were too drunk to drive, rather than taking them down to the police station and arresting and booking them or even throwing them in a drunk tank or whatever, you did the right thing. You took them home. You actually provided somebody a service that actually has some value. You might have saved that guy's life or that person's life that night or somebody else's life that he might have crashed into. So
I more look at it that I saved others.
Sure.
Not him. I saved others.
You could have,
I could have very easily arrested him for drunk driving.
Right. And you did the right thing.
Again,
you were punished for that.
Police,
and so it, yeah, that shows the corruption and how these police departments are not there to protect and serve, that they are there encouraging their officers to hurt peaceful people. And that's why people are so angry at the police, because they see police hurting peaceful people on a wholesale basis, and it gets people upset. And Conan's acknowledging that by saying he doesn't support using violence against the police, but he understands that eventually you're going to see more of it because somebody's going to snap out there. The people in America who are being...
We already are seeing it.
But yeah, you listen to this. You listen to this show on a regular basis.
When I go to work,
go ahead.
I have to have eyes in the back of my head, basically. Every brother out there and sister out there have to have eyes in the back of their head. There are nut jobs that just want to attack police. I mean, and that it's just not right. We are there to do a job and a service. Again,
but that doesn't mean that every aspect of the job is good or needed.
No, believe me, I would be okay if I never ever saw another battered woman from a domestic violence call. I would be perfectly fine the rest
of my life. And I don't think anybody is advocating that you should not go investigate domestic violence.
Yeah, no.
What we're advocating is the things where there is no victim, somebody possessing a piece of a plant, or a college girl that has a beer and she's walking from one college party to another college party and just happens to step on the sidewalk.
Yeah, I saw she get tackled over that.
I agree. I've been on the job too long. I'm not chasing you. You're going to run away. I ain't chasing you. I'll find you eventually.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be finding anybody who has an underage alcohol, because there's no victim in that case. So what we're trying to communicate to the police here, on this show at least, from the hosts, tends to be, hey, guys, if you keep aggressing against peaceful people, even though it's your job, peaceful people are going to hate you. And they're going to cultivate that hate so much that it's going to burn up into what Conan's talking about, where people are actually going to use violence against the police. It's not an unbelievable position. It's not a...
They're already doing it. They're already walking into donut stores and shooting dudes in the back of the head.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
They are.
Yeah. And that's
and
not
again,
just...
Let me go back to the drunk driver. If he were to smash his car into another vehicle and kill somebody, then there's a victim. That's a major crime.
Yes.
Where's the middle ground of victimless to victim then?
Well, if there's a victim, then there's a victim. If there's not a victim, then there's not one. So a girl walking from a college party to another college party with a beer, there's no victim there. Right? Would you agree with that?
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
Right.
Some of the laws that we're asked to enforce are nonsensical, I'll say.
And you do have discretion. As an officer, you may be asked to enforce that law, but you can say that you will not enforce laws that don't have a victim. Now, they may try to punish you within the department for doing that, but ultimately, if you see a college girl walking from one party to another, you can just ignore that, and you could go on and find a real criminal.
I can read the newspaper when such a thing is going on. I don't
exactly
see that.
Ken, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for the conversation. Thanks for coming in with that position. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's continue here and go to David. He's listening to WLOB in Portland, Maine. Hello, David.
Yes, good evening.
Hey, you're on the air.
I was listening to your show tonight and last night. In regard to the issue of supporting shooting police officers, I am against that. However, I do not consent to having police threaten people's lives and actually committing assault and battery upon someone in a traffic stop like what I experienced over 2 years ago in Freedom, New Hampshire.
If you want to tell us more about it, hang on, David. We can bring it back here. And I agree with you, man. They should not be aggressing against peaceful people. And if all the cops were doing was going after violent criminals, murderers, rapists, arsonists, property destruction.
We wouldn't be having this conversation because everyone would love the cops.
Right, it would be very hard for people to critique them.
Nobody ever wrote a song bashing the fire department.
There's more on the way here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information. So pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here on the radio. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. Ian here.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Skype username is lrn.fm. You can also connect to our Discord on air call in line room through our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com, sponsor of Free Talk Live, would like you to know that Save It Purse Bitcoin.com is now offering Bitcoin Cash deposits. You can use Bitcoin Cash natively now at SaveItPurse.com, which a lot of people apparently were asking for. That's why they implemented it, because some people, I imagine, are pretty fed up with Bitcoin's high fees and tendency toward, you know, slowing down as it gets more popular and gets loaded up. The system just, you know, gets more expensive. Bitcoin Cash supposedly is going to avoid fees like that, and so far they have. But then again, you know, you could argue that Bitcoin Cash doesn't have the same level of usage. But either way, it's there now for you at SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. You can pick whichever side you want, because some people love to fight in the crypto community, whether it's libertarians fighting over killing cops or cryptocurrency advocates fighting over their favorite cryptocurrency. There's a bunch of, you know, silly nonsense out there.
And despite what some people think, there can be more than one cryptocurrency that people use.
Yes, and now on SaveItPurse.com, which allows you to save big time on your purchases at Amazon because you're paying with crypto, and it works very well, and I've been using it for, I think, more than 3 years now at this point. Over at SaveItPurse.com is how you can begin the process of learning how to save, and it's super easy, and it's very effective. You want to save 20% on every purchase? I've done it. Or more, in most cases, over at SaveATPurse.com.
But you know, Ian, we can agree on a 95% of everything, but these 5% of difficulties that we have, these arguments, we have to have these arguments, because, you know,
we can't avoid it.
We can't have middle ground. It's either right or wrong.
Well, I'm fine having these discussions. It's open phones here. Let's go back to David in Maine, listening to WLOB in Portland. David, you said you were harmed by the police, ironically, in a town called Freedom, New Hampshire. Tell us what happened, if you can.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call and for putting me on hold.
Sure.
Yeah, over 2.5 years ago, I was traveling from southwestern Maine into New Hampshire through the town of Freedom, New Hampshire, on my way up to Conway, New Hampshire, and this was in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
I may have been going slightly over the speed limit, but it was very reasonable road travel conditions. And the dang blue lights went on by a Freedom Police Department bully cop. And I pulled over and handed him my driver license and the registration and all that. And he gave me a verbal warning. I said, okay, fine. And I asked for his name. And then he gave me only his first name.
Mm.
And then
surprised he didn't tell you the first name was Officer.
They do that stuff.
Right. And then I asked for his badge number. And by the way, there was no badge displayed on his uniform.
Hmm.
None whatsoever. And
creepy.
No number or anything like that on his shirt or his jacket. And I respectfully asked for that because I think
it's your right to ask.
Know
and
that
you
information.
Should, right, they should have to answer that question.
Right. Well, this SOB jerk, bully jerk, he got immediately angry in New York Minute, actually 1 second. And he started screaming and verbally abusing me, demanded me to hand back over the driver license and the registration. I pulled my wrist with the information, my driver license, away from the window, and he immediately grabbed my wrist, squeezed it hard as hell, and was about ready to I think take further action. I dropped everything, and he grabbed it, and he ran back to his cruiser. And then within like a minute or two, he threw everything back at me, including a ticket.
Huh.
Here's your...
So he was going to give you a warning until you asked him for his badge number, for the record, and then he flipped out, attacked you, and gave you a ticket.
And then he had to leave to go count to 10.
That's right. And him grabbing my wrist and squeezing it hard and... insinuating other things non-verbally, that was an act of violence, and that was an act of assault and or battery.
Sure.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely it was.
Uh-huh. So I got really shook up and upset and...
Sure.
And other things. Scared out of my wits, to say the very least.
Yep.
And I'll tell you something. I have zero trust and zero respect anymore for any cop whatsoever. Not only here in Maine, but most definitely over the border in New Hampshire.
So what ultimately happened with this? Did you wind up filing a complaint against him? Did you go to court? Did you pay the ticket?
I did not appear in their commercial courts. Let me also preface that I have been studying and researching legal stuff for the last 15 or so years. I took the red pill, if you know what I mean, over 15 years ago.
Did you pay the ticket? Did you not pay the ticket? Did you file a complaint against the officer?
Yeah, what happened?
I did discovery, did not get responses to most of my discovery. I went back and forth with the Carroll County Court in Ossipee, never appeared in their court, and I never consented to any of their bull crap, with all due respect.
Mm-hmm.
And they also sent everything in an all-capital-letter name. I also know that an all-capital-letter name is a legal fiction.
Now, this is a legal theory that has not really ever really been, you know, sufficiently useful in court. But tell me, you still haven't been, you haven't been clear. So do you know if they dropped the charge against you?
I am not certain. All I know is I travel very carefully whenever I'm in New Hampshire.
So there may be a warrant out for your arrest. There was a court date set and you did not show up, correct?
I don't know if there was any warrant for my arrest because I never received any such document.
But they did set a court date for you and you did not show up, correct?
I told them I was unable to appear and all
did
that.
Did they respond?
I responded back to another response for rescheduling and demanded that the discovery information be provided to me at once, no further arguments. They did not. And I wasn't going to play any more of their happy horse, you know what. I wasn't going to play their game anymore.
Mm. Yeah, so we've had people call the show over the years with the courtroom legal theories, the all capital letters, you know, all these different theories, and most people won't actually put them into any kind of use. They won't actually ever have any kind of track record with them. It sounds like you've actually attempted to do something, but you sort of don't really know what the results of it were. So you don't know if a warrant is issued for you. You did say you're very, very cautious when you're in New Hampshire, which suggests that you sort of are acknowledging that there's a good chance that they're looking for you, because generally, as you know, in their court system, if you don't show up for one of their appointments, they will consider that to be an offense, and the judge will issue a warrant for your arrest. Now, I mean, I'm with you, David. I agree with the idea that you shouldn't be subject to their jurisdiction without consent. But unfortunately, they tend to not agree, and I've yet to see any of those arguments actually be successful or any evidence for it. We're out of time for you tonight, but I appreciate your call. Feel free to call us again anytime if you want to talk further about any kind of courtroom adventures, because I'm always looking for people that actually have some experience with this stuff to really kind of show their example. It's very hard to find that. There's more coming up here if you want to jump in with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump unleashed an attack on Germany at the start of the NATO summit, lecturing them on a disparity of military spending.
This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayers.
The president was intent on blasting the European allies for not spending enough on defense. He called them delinquent. NATO's Secretary General says the Allies have all agreed the burden isn't being fairly shared. But it's not clear they'll agree to the President's new call to up defense spending, not to just 2% of the nation's GDP, but 4%. Fact-checkers say there is no debt owed to the U.S., and no countries are delinquent in paying anything to America. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free, bring up what you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, and we're going to go to that here shortly. But your calls and thoughts come first. You can bring up anything with you in the studio tonight, by the way. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
As we continue, do want to make sure you know about the crypto tip. If you are a cryptocurrency advocate, this is a way for you to share crypto with people, with new people. And in fact, we were talking about it today at our cryptocurrency meetup here in Keene, New Hampshire area. We had a new guy show up from the area, and I think Chris, our Friday night co-host, was talking about the crypto tip with him, and he thought it was a really cool idea. And it is. You can go to CryptoTip.org. It is currently in beta. It's only for Dash at the moment. At some point, we may add some other cryptos to it, if indeed there is some kind of demand for it. People right now don't really know what this is. They've never tried it before. So you can go and you can use CryptoTip.org for no extra fee, meaning that you don't have to pay the site a fee to use it. You can just deposit whatever amount of Dash you want into these crypto tips. You print them out, and then you hand them out. I gave out a crypto tip today when we were out at our cryptocurrency meetup. I gave a $10 crypto tip to the new bartenderess at the Thirsty Owl here in Keene, which takes cryptocurrency, but she's new, so she was never introduced to it. It's a perfect way to get cryptocurrency literally into people's hands to where they can then go and learn more and collect their first cryptocurrency.
What did you call her? Bartenderess?
Bartenderess. In a female bartender, a bartendress.
I didn't know
like
they
a
were.
Waitress.
I didn't know they were. I thought they were gender neutral. I thought it was just bartender.
You can use the term bartender if you like, but calling her a bartendress makes it clear that I'm talking about a female.
Did
bartender.
You like? Did you stomp your fist on the table and bartendress?
No, I did not.
Are you just saying it out loud for the first time this evening just to see how it sounds?
No, I've said bartendress before.
It sounds weird to me.
It does sound weird.
Now that I've said it so many times, it's sounding weird. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. So check out CryptoTip.org. It's there. It works. And it's a great outreach tool for people that care about crypto and want other people to find out about it. Valerie's on the line in Kentucky. Valerie, where are you in Kentucky tonight? I'm not sure where we're at.
Davis County, Kentucky. Owensboro. Okay.
Very good. So what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, well, I'm calling because I listened to the cop a little bit ago call in, the gentleman that's been on the police force, but the drunk driver go, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to add on to what he is trying to say. First off, let me start with, I live in the most corrupt county probably in our whole United States. Our cops set speed traps, catch people five lights up, give you fake warrants, make you go to court just so you can pay court costs.
We got to drop your call because you said the S word. Unfortunately, we have to do that. I wish we didn't have to.
Yeah.
But that pesky FCC will send agents with guns into our radio stations if they don't pay fines when people complain about that kind of thing. So
yeah,
we unfortunately have to protect our stations from that violence. And so, therefore, we had to drop your call. I would have been interested in hearing the story. It's not uncommon, by the way, for people to believe that they have the most corrupt cops in their area.
Right.
Yeah, in Florida, we had, Waldo.
Waldo, Florida, the town where they actually, AAA.
Is that the speed trap?
Yes.
It was. They actually, I believe, abolished the police department within recent years. But it was this historic speed trap town where AAA paid for billboards outside of the town to where you would see a gigantic billboard as you were coming into the speed trap letting you know, speed trap ahead. This town was raising their entire police department revenue from speeding tickets.
Right, because Florida is a local
extra
police.
Too.
I'm sorry, y'all.
I thought a little extra as well. I think they were, yeah, it wasn't just the police department.
You think it went through the whole town? I don't recall.
Oh, yeah.
You might be right.
Because in Florida, like a bunch of other states, the local police or the local town winds up getting revenue from tickets.
Yes.
Yeah, New Hampshire, luckily, is one of those states where that does not happen.
Yeah, it was horrible. I don't even think they had a traffic light in Waldo. But we would always go to it because they had a huge flea market. When I say huge, I mean
ginormous.
You know, good dozen football field size flea market, and it was a good place to go. But everyone knew, the locals knew what was going on, but that was it was a tourist trap.
I want to invite Valerie to call on another night here on Free Talk Live to tell the story. I'd really like to hear about it. I don't mean to minimize her claim that they have the most corrupt cops there in Owensboro, which, by the way, she's listening to WOMI in Owensboro, Kentucky, which carries us Monday through Friday for an hour, and so glad to hear that folks are out there tuned in. But it's pretty common for people to believe that it's their police department that's the most corrupt, because
right,
they're the ones who are getting hurt by them. Their friends are the ones who are getting arrested. Their friends are the ones getting thrown in jail cells for all kinds of victimless crimes, and it's understandable, and I don't blame people for believing that. Let's continue here. We've got Mortified Penguin. He's on our Discord on air call-in line room. Go ahead, Penguin, calling from Virginia.
Hey, yeah, well, I'm going to have to look up that word, bartenderess. That's got me kind of intrigued.
All right.
But anyways, I wanted to call about the fallout of Monday Night Show and with the whole police discussion. You know, I mean, we were talking about this. We were talking about it in Discord chat, even in casual chat last night. And just to kind of reiterate what was said on yesterday's show, you know, all this talk about, I mean, even if you're not overtly talking about killing cops, which is obviously distasteful to a lot of people, but these ideas of aggression, the non-aggression principle, and the implications of it in the kind of voluntarist, you know, hard libertarian context, that's really esoteric. We have to step back and say, yes, if you listen to Liberty Podcast, go to these conventions, and if you're into liberty and voluntarism, that's basic 101, and that should be fundamental. You think that should be fundamental for everybody. If we teach our children not to hit other kids.
That's right.
But this is esoteric libertarianism.
It sure is.
The masses, majority of people. We have to realize that let's just take an example from the right of center people, and because I'm sure you can come up with left of center people. You got your guy listening to the radio out there, and I mean, I'm not just talking specifically about Free Talk Live, but it kind of is because it's the only big libertarian show. And he likes his guns, he likes his firearm rights, he likes his free speech, he thinks his free speech is under attack, because blah blah blah. He likes his he wants people to stay off his property, he likes his Fourth Amendment rights, he thinks the police are maybe getting a little bit out of control, but he values his police. He has this idea that, you know, in our current societal context, people don't understand a stateless society. The police might see, you know, do seem necessary to people. They support their police. They might support their troops. They like, maybe they like their flag, and they definitely like their borders. And this guy's really definitely probably on the path to liberty, but how is he going to get disabused of these notions if he turns off these anarchists that are talking about, you know, killing cops, or talking about aggression, or talking about things that he doesn't understand the context to. So I think that's why it can be harmful, you know, to kind of talk about these esoteric concepts.
Well, I mean, we're not going to avoid a conversation here just because, you know, some people might have the opinion that it could be so-called harmful. I think that these are conversations that ultimately we cannot avoid, and they need to happen.
This conversation is very important, I believe. This is why we had the First Amendment.
This is a reality. People are mad at the police. This is something that you can see it in the mainstream media, like when they report on protests that happen after police violence that'll occur in an area. People will come out and they'll protest, and they'll report on that, and the questions will be asked, well, why are people so upset? Well, people are upset for a good reason, and what happens when people get upset too much is what Conan's talking about, is where the anger builds up, and then it explodes outward into actual violence, and I don't want to see that happen. I understand, Conan, you believe it's inevitable.
It's inevitable.
And I think that you probably are right about that. But we still have to speak out against it here on Free Talk Live and acknowledge that it exists, because it does exist, not just in the hearts of some libertarians, but in just average people who are angry about the police, and that something's going to happen, and we need to talk about how that, when it does happen, is not going to be helpful. It may be cathartic for the people who are involved in it, but it's ultimately going to set back the freedom movement, especially if it's a libertarian who does it, because then they'll be able to paint them as a violent nut job and so on. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you on the topic, Penguin. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We got time for you if you want to jump in here. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of your...
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, we got time for you, maybe, if you get on the line now. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855. Whoa, and I should have muted him there. That's our next caller. We'll get into that coming up here in a bit. Of course, your calls and thoughts, you can bring up whatever is on your mind. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
By the way, I do want to make sure you know about our Discord on-air call-in line room, and that is where we're going to go here shortly. But there's more than that on the Discord server. There's, I don't know, a dozen or so, maybe more than a dozen rooms about various different topics, cryptocurrency, video gaming. There's voice chat rooms where listeners can get in and chat with one another in voice form. But there's, of course, also text chat rooms, which is where the conversation has been going hot and heavy tonight. In the Free Talk Live room. So during the show, best room to be in is the Free Talk Live room. But throughout the day, 24 hours a day, the server is available. There are people talking about various different things all over it. So go check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. There's a handy app that you can download for just about any operating system. Or if you don't like apps, you can just use their web version through discord.lrn.fm. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, we've got Liberty Phoenix, who is, unfortunately, he doesn't appear to have unmuted his microphone, so we're going to give him a quick moment in which he can unmute his microphone, but if he doesn't, we will have to move on to others. I will tell you, I did pull up, Conan, bartendress on urbandictionary.com. Definition claimed here is a female, one who serves beverages, typically alcoholic in nature, to patrons at a restaurant or bar. A bartendress, and then in parentheses it says, serving wench, is typically gorgeous and takes in oodles of money from intoxicated men, leaving tips with the hope of impressing through grand
jury. Yeah, and the posted 2011.
The Wikipedia, hold on.
Five upvotes.
The Wikipedia for bartender says also known as a barkeep, a barman, a barmaid, a bar chef, a tapster, a mixologist, alcohol server, flare man, or alcohol chef.
Well, add bartenders to that list.
All right, the next time you're
bartenderess would be the correct female gendered term, but I think probably I like mixologist.
Probably in this day and age, you probably want to keep it gender neutral because you've got all the crazies out there.
Do you call waitresses waiters?
I call them by their name on their
I know that. Not staff. When you're talking to them, but like when you're referring to them, if you're talking amongst
servers. Usually, yes, waiters. I have said waitress before, but and the same thing with parking maids. I don't say parking maids. I say parking meter attendants.
Parking maids shorter.
I would refer to any wait staff as either the wait staff or server.
Mm. Server is a good gender-neutral term, but I'm sorry, I don't take offense to terms with ESS after them. I don't
you
really
don't.
See why?
Go ahead and call a female actress an actor, an actress, and when she wants to be called an actor.
Well, but whatever. Why does it matter that much?
Well, it doesn't matter to you, obviously, but it yeah. does to them. Yeah,
why
yeah,
does it
why
matter
does it
to
matter?
Them?
I don't know.
All
because,
right.
Because they don't want
to. It matters to some people.
Yeah.
And
I think in that field, there is a definite battle between male and female where the ladies never get to act past a certain age, whereas you have all these.
Female leads never make as much as male leads.
Yeah.
Is that true? Well, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. I thought Hollywood was supposed to be progressive. Let's talk to Liberty
supposed
Phoenix.
To be.
Nope.
Liberty Phoenix, you there now?
Yes.
All right. We have
gentlemen.
Go ahead, sir.
Really should have called in a lot earlier with this topic, but
That's
I've been
okay.
listening to a lot of the Vanu podcast, which is basically about seeking personal freedom. And
what was it called?
That's what's the Vanu podcast.
Vanu? Spell that.
Spell it.
Yep. V-O-N-U. Apparently it's supposed to be pronounced Vonu. But the hosts have been pronouncing it wrong for like the last two seasons.
Wait, it's their show and they're pronouncing it wrong? Maybe they're pronouncing it right.
It's about personal freedom? Is this a libertarian show or what?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
And they've got a lot of criticisms for individuals who do like the political campaigning, the political crusading, and secessionists and so forth.
Because
They're focused more on just individual freedom and how you can actually secure that in your own life.
Okay.
And they brought up an issue that I wanted to talk to you guys about
in regarding
secession. Because as we all know, the government, the state, claims to own all of your property regardless of what magic titles you use and magic wands and words. And they were bringing up the point that even if you do manage to secede, the whatever property is owned by whatever independent nation or something, it will only be held in fee simple and not allodial, an allodial title as opposed to a fee simple title. Are you guys familiar with that at all?
I don't know much about all that. What about it?
I was just wondering what your position was, whether or not, like, because I know you guys are.
Well, I've heard what allodial title. The claim that allodial title is that you truly own title to a property. I'm not sure exactly what fee simple means.
Okay.
What does it mean?
Do you guys? Well, as far as my interpretation is, fee simple means that, you know, we'll just tell you that you own it, but we really still own it. You know.
So the current status, the current situation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is that after secession, the state still exists. Well, that's obvious.
Well, not just that they still exist, but that they still claim your land, like your actual real estate.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you can establish an allodial title.
Right, which would not come with secession, because secession is only for the state to leave the United States in this particular case. That's what the secessionists would be arguing for. Then after that, we'd like to see, I think, smaller government and reducing the government down to zero would be nice. But secession is one reduction down from where we currently are. I mean, it'd be great if it came along with allodial title, but that's, you know, highly unlikely to ever be proposed in any kind of secessionist platform, simply because if you want people to vote on an issue, which secession would probably have to go to a vote, you want to keep it simple. You want it to just simply be, should New Hampshire or fill in the state secede from the United States?
Yeah, the ultimate goal is 325 million small kingdoms.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. But you got to start, you know, with a concept people can understand, right?
Right.
Even though we all want to see individual
secession.
Secession
is like the first step.
Yeah, even though we want to see individuals being able to secede from the state itself, because the state is just an idea. It's a terrible idea. It's an old idea. It's a decrepit old idea, and it needs to go away. We're still having to communicate with our neighbors, and more of our neighbors are going to be able to understand the benefits of leaving the United States than understand at this point why it's a good idea to abolish the state entirely. So it's, you know, it is a political step. It is a step in the right direction.
I think, you know, probably the furthest in the next, 200 years or so that we might be able to ever convince people to quote unquote allow secession to happen would be down to like the city state level.
Go back to Roman city states.
Yeah,
I mean that'd be definitely
more
a step
Greek,
up.
But
or Greek, I'm sorry.
So, Phoenix, are you, you know, it sounds like the show you're listening to is maybe a critic of the idea of secession because it doesn't go far enough? Is that what kind of their position is?
It sounds like it's a waste of time.
Yeah, exactly. These individuals are more focused on getting as much liberty and freedom as you can right now instead of, you know, working towards changing the world and all this other stuff. Just change yourself and change your own personal circumstances and establish an invulnerability to coercion. That's the whole idea behind
that. Sounds magical. How do you establish an invulnerability to coercion?
There's a lot. There's a whole mess of stuff. I mean, I'm on like episode 24, but there's a lot of stuff.
I can't ask you to boil down 24 episodes of a podcast into the next 30 seconds, but there's a great book out there, and I imagine they've probably read it, called How I Found Freedom in an Unfree World. It's by Harry Brown, the libertarian presidential candidate, and he kind of goes into different areas in which you can increase right now your freedom, but ultimately even Harry Brown would not claim that you can avoid coercion. I mean, there are men with guns out there who will hurt you if they discern that you haven't followed their rules. And there's no way you can avoid those people anywhere on the planet unless you manage to go into the middle of a desert somewhere where nobody's there, in the middle of the woods where you can't be found.
And those are some of the steps that that they do propose. The gentleman that wrote this first book, Banu, a guide to personal freedom, this guy named Rayo. From what I understand, he ended up going out living in a polyethylene tent in the middle of the woods, and then eventually built an underground shelter and just, you know, got as far away from the servile society, like, you know, regular society as he could.
Why'd he come back?
In order to find freedom. He didn't. The last thing anybody heard from him was in 1967, I believe it was, or 73. And
cool, man.
He was writing for...
He found freedom. You know, to me, it just seems... Yeah. And it sounds like Mark Edge, who's not here tonight, that he would really appreciate that, because he's been bitching and moaning about the Liberty Movement here for many months, behind the scenes and on the air.
Months? I'd say a couple of years.
Yeah, maybe even years now. And he's real butthurt about the Liberty Movement not going as fast as he thought it would, and, you know, political, blah, 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 this whole thing. And it just, to me, like, I couldn't do that and know that other people were being hurt around the world. To me, liberty is something that should be accessible by anybody who wants it, and not everybody is going to be able to get out into the woods. I'm sorry, Phoenix, we're out of time tonight. Feel free to call another night. But not everybody's going to be able to go out and live in the woods, live off the land and all that. It's just not...
Sucks.
You know, I'm sorry. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.